This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. In the wake of former Mayor Louise Carter King's resignation, the Gillette City Council held a special meeting on Friday to select a new mayor. The council ultimately voted 4-2 to delay that decision until at least February 1st. According to the news record, Councilman Tim Carsrud made a motion to postpone the choice, stating that the decision was too important to make within 12 hours of the former mayor's resignation. There'll be a town hall meeting Wednesday at 4:30 at Gillette Community College to give the public a chance to register their feedback on the new district's direction. Drafted versions of the college's district mission, vision, and values statements have been created and workshopped, but now it's time for the public to weigh in so that the GCCD can incorporate all that information into the final version of all three statements. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Wyoming Carbon Safe Dry Fork Station hosted an open house this past Wednesday to showcase that the project has now entered the third phase, drilling a second well. Now that the well has been drilled, it must be assessed and permitted. The permitting process is stringent, with only three such permits having been issued so far. Discussion of phase four has begun, but nothing can be finalized until permitting occurs. A Gillette student has been nominated for four U.S. military academies, the U.S. Air Force, Military, Naval, and Merchant Marine. Seamus Casey was nominated by Senator John Barrasso and Representatives Liz Cheney and Cynthia Lummis. Typically, a student qualifies for one or two academies. Four is considered to be pretty remarkable. Casey expects to hear from the academies sometime in March.